Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside is Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so we've had fun this week.
We have.
We've talked about cut flowers. We've talked about sowing grass. We've talked about sowing alfalfa. And now we're going to talk about sweet corn.
Oh, it's my favorite summertime treat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you liked tomatoes better.
I do, but like sweet corn.
She likes, sweet corn's her favorite unless there's tomatoes, unless there's green beans.
Watermelon.
Or watermelon.
Watermelon.
Okay. So yeah. You're saying, no, I'm picking, but we like all this, we all like all the summertime fare that comes from the garden.
Yeah, and you only have it just for so often.
Right, right. It is in short detail. So, you know, I know it's one of our favorites. We can grill it. We can boil it. Some people can it. But, Kristen, where's the best place to get it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of options right now.
Okay.
Where people can shop for some sweet corn this time of year. And one of the great places that you can pick up sweet corn is at your local farmer's market. So if you were listening from another county, right here in South Central Kentucky, we have a lot of different local farmer's markets that are open on different days. Some of them might be open at the afternoon of a weekday, or they're open on Saturdays in the morning until lunchtime. But that is a great place to pick up not only sweet corn, but a lot of other local produce that's in season right now. So wherever you're shopping, especially if you're shopping for specifically sweet corn, I would just recommend that you shop there as early as possible, because sometimes that sweet corn goes awfully fast. And there's a couple of different varieties that you can actually look for, and it just depends on who you're buying it from. But there's a lot of different, you know, sugar enhanced, really super sweet corns that are there. So just kind of ask whoever you're shopping with. And the price may be a little bit different depending on which location you're shopping with. So just try to shop early so that way that you're guaranteed the quantity and also the best quality. Now, a couple other options you might want to look into for buying sweet corn right now is that through the Kentucky Farm Bureau, there's certified roadside stands. They're also a great option if you don't want to do the farmer's market. And you can actually go to the website to, if you want to just type in your favorite search engine, certified roadside stands with the Kentucky Farmers Market, and see which ones are available there. But that one's a great tool to use. And then there's just the Kentucky Proud website, Chris, is also another spot that you can go to online that will show you based on your county where you're located. And if you just type in corn, it will also list the places that you can purchase it as well. So a couple of different options to help get that sweet corn sweet tooth that we need this time of year. Now, a couple of the things you may be thinking about is the selection, like, what do I look for in the sweet corn? And I used to really not know all the details to look for, but here's a couple of tips to kind of pick up, especially when you are buying some sweet corn this time of year. So first off, look for ears that have nice green shucks, okay? If they don't look so green, they may have been picked for a couple of days. Another thing to look for is that they're going to have moist stems, and the silk ends are free of any type of decay. So also kind of pay attention to some of the silks that are still attached to that shuck. Also, if you need to, sometimes you can peel back that shuck, and the kernels are going to be small, tender, and also plump and milky when you pierce it with your fingernail. So that's showing that it's at peak of harvest when it's been picked. And make sure that they are properly filled up, all the spaces that are in the row there. So those are a couple of things to look for when you're selecting sweet corn right now. Now, one of the other questions I get, Chris, is the best place to store the sweet corn. Because you buy a lot, you want to know the best way to store it so that way you preserve all the flavors. So you want to keep it unshucked if you don't use all of it at once, and store it in the refrigerator until ready to use. Now, one of the things that you can do is go ahead and wrap those ears in damp paper towels and then place it in a plastic bag up to 4 to 6 days. It's also good to store it in your crisper drawer of your refrigerator and make sure that you put it on the vegetable side. That's also a great way of preserving all those flavors. But like you said, Chris, there's a lot of ways to cook it. You can cook it in the microwave if you're in a rush. You can also boil it if you've got several to actually cook all at once, and it's also a great option grilled. So make sure you load up on all the Kentucky sweet corn right now, and if you have any questions on preserving sweet corn right now, give your local Cooperative Extension Service a call.
All right, Kristen, we really appreciate all that information. And folks, I want you to come back tomorrow because Kristen's going to bring us a summertime sensation casserole.
That's right.
All right. Folks, come back with us not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobney Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.